Dozens of leases purchased by Royal Dutch Shell and other oil companies back in 2008 have been challenged in court by Alaska Native organizations and environmental groups since before their sale even took place. In January, a federal appeals court upheld those leases, but at the same time, the judge ruled that the estimated impact on the environment was lacking.
They said that its reliance on an estimate of 1 billion barrels of recoverable oil in the Chukchi was, to use their words, arbitrary and capricious.
That's John Callahan, an Alaska spokesperson for the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM. After the court decision, the Chukchi leases were suspended, and BOEM was told to perform a new, more realistic assessment. This time, Callahan says the agencies considered what would happen if multiple fields were developed on the lease sites and turned up a lot more oil.
This analysis considers a scenario in which 4.3 billion barrels of oil are produced. It assumes development of both an anchor field and a satellite field and covers 77 years of oil and gas activities.
That span is based on the average life of an offshore oil well. When the court first ordered the new environmental analysis, conservation groups at first cheered, but they were quick to condemn Friday's findings by BOEM. In a statement this morning, Oceana lawyer Michael Levine says, quote, "It makes today feel more like Groundhog Day than Halloween," end quote. Senator Lise Murkowski praised the new study, but warned that regulators are, quote, "getting down to the wire" if they want to pave the way for oil companies to drill in the Arctic next summer. BOEM still has to take its review through a 45-day public comment period. They're planning to travel through communities along the Chukchi coast, as well as hubs like Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Barrow. Shell drilled its last well in the Arctic 2 years ago. Their 2012 season ended with a high-profile accident as the Kulluk drilling rig crashed near Kodiak Island. But that incident and the subsequent investigation into Shell's operations isn't the only reason why the company hasn't gone back to the Arctic. Legal challenges and uncertainty over leasing has also played a part. Shell and other leaseholders, including Statoil and ConocoPhillips, have been lobbying the Department of Interior to extend their 10-year contracts on the Arctic leases. They're similar to lease agreements for other offshore drilling zones like the Gulf of Mexico. But the oil companies argue that Arctic drilling takes more time and is limited by the shorter exploration window in icy waters. In an email, Shell spokesperson Megan Baldino said the company is still waiting to hear back on its request for extended leases. At the same time, she said the company is reviewing the draft analysis of the Chukchi lease sale. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.